Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we plan. You know it's called the emotion picture, 'cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Nikki, am I the only one on this evening? Did my squatters move out?
You are on. Vic is coming, so it's you running right now.
Okay, cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Emotion Picture. I am your host, Jasmine, and my lovely co-host, Victoria Simshaw-Simula, I will be joining us. And tonight we have a very interesting show that I am sure everyone has been on one side of the coin or the other. But before we get into that, I'm going to check in with Nikki and see if we have our role model Romance up for today.
We're going to get into the song, Spell the Funky, okay. Funky Homo Sapien, Get Off My Couch. Idea for what's going on. So here it is.
Hey yo, wake up. Wake up, it's time to go. Hey yo, wake up. Wake up, man. Hey, wake up. Come on, man. Damn, it's 2 in the afternoon, man. Nowadays, friends step to me bogus and end up on my couch at night without notice. It's cool to have a friend over every now and then, but I gotta have my space and I don't wanna see their face like every single day of the week. Talk is cheap, you better find yourself another place to sleep. It ain't my fault that your mom got fed up and now you wanna come to my crib and wet my bed up. You better find a job so you can get an apartment and you can save your crocodile tears. Don't even start with the sob story. I got enough from the other 7 brothers in the den playing Genesis. Damn, I can't win it. Seems like I'm gonna have to flip and tell those other brothers that they're gonna have to skip. I had it up to here with these lazy cats sticking sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. They kind of wonder where the squadron's at. They're not gone, they're just down at the laundromat. Because they wear the same pairs of clothing. I'm taking up crazy patience, just holding my temper. I'm about to start charging rent for every single brother that kicked it with my mother eating biscuits on Saturday morning like a family. The minute they step, it's like moms is crazy mad at me. Because they're in my mother's room watching television. I feel like giving them the boot and say the hell with them. But if I give them the boot, I'm not a friend though. Even though my wound smells like dime bags of endo. But I can't pretend like I haven't been peeping it. Even mom knows that my brother's been sleeping on my couch for weeks. So your feet just fall flat. Again, sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. Maybe the I was taught that I shouldn't take 7-day naps at other brothers' cribs like I don't have a home. Brothers on my couch so much it's like stone coming out the scene, and a pair of jeans is missing from my closet. I wonder why I even bother being friendly. They're running my ass like the Indy 5000. They went and wrinkled my mother's blouse when they stuck downstairs for a midnight snack, and ate the last slice of bread and a box of Apple Jack. Then they hit the sack with the stereo blasting, and even little Tyson is fed up. So I'm asking you all to jet before I get upset and throw each and every one of you bums out on your back. My house is a mess, so step your little pet who was sleeping on my couch, cause I'm tired of that.
Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man, I was just sleeping on the couch with my feet up.
Uh-uh, it ain't fire for you. You about to go out the window, couch potato. No!
That was a perfect, perfect song for tonight's show. So, checking back in. I know Vic is with me. Is Sal with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And do we have Oniqua with our role model romance?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Oniqua. Glad to have you back. I was talking a lot of shit last week about you. I hope you had a chance to listen to the archives. But we are so glad to have you back. What's going on out there in the world of celebrities and relationships?
Oh, this week, teacher.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. So this week, Keisha Cole and her husband, they seem to be going through some relationship type of problem, and they seem to be, like, beefing through Twitter, throwing subliminals at each other, going back and forth through Twitter and Instagram. So, I don't know. Seems kind of weird to me that a married couple is throwing shots at each other through social networks, and
like
it's, like,
what?
Rumors
what
that
they're
getting divorced. They were,
what
like,
they?
She posted a picture saying that it's funny how you first meet someone and they can change and you don't even know them. And then he posted back at a subliminal, I didn't change, you just changed on me. Stuff like that, just going back and forth, over Twitter.
God.
He should Twitter all the time, but with your husband, that's different.
Don't they have kids together now?
Yeah. I think they have one kid. That's a boy.
How long have they been married?
For about 2 years.
Wow. And we just had a show about that, about social media and relationships. So here's a prime example, huh?
Right. That's what I was thinking of when I wrote the story. I don't know. I think it's immature of them going back and forth over Twitter. And they're celebrities, so everyone's looking into it and spectating.
Wow. Any thoughts on that, Shaw? Vic? Keisha Cole? Sounds like she's going to be single.
I mean, airing your personal relationships through Twitter, Instagram is stupid. I just feel like that's not the brightest thing to do. I think T.I. and Tiny were doing the same thing.
Were they really? But they're like forever together, right? Are they're beefing too? Or is that?
I don't think it was beef. I think they just had some issues or whatever. You know, they got to look at it. People are somewhat celebrities. They know what they're doing by putting your relationship out there. Like, we know who you're in a relationship with, so.
Right.
That's what it is, man. But I didn't see her last. I was at his birthday party last May. I don't know if she was there. But was she there? I think she was there. I don't know.
Whose birthday party? Whose birthday party you was at?
T.I.'s birthday party.
Oh.
The BET Hip Hop Awards were last night.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, so I was there.
Wow. Okay. We heard you the first time.
Yeah. Somebody at the awards, not the party.
Oh, you was at the awards, too?
Yeah.
Okay. And then afterwards, you went to the birthday party? T.I.'s birthday party?
Yeah.
Nikki Blue, we hear you. We hear you. Somebody trying to call in already?
It looks that way. I guess.
Put them in. Maybe they got something to say about Keisha Cole and Daniel Gibson.
All right.
Or maybe. Hi, caller.
Caller 748. You're on the air.
748, you there?
That's me?
Hey, yeah, that's you. What are your thoughts on Keisha Cole and Daniel beefing?
Who's Daniel?
Daniel
that's
Booby Gibson.
Well, I don't know nothing about that. I mean,
he plays basketball.
Oh, yeah, he's on my team. Yeah. She wrong automatically, you know what I'm saying? He be dunking. Manny, he be dunking and all that.
It's both of them, though.
Both of them are wrong.
But Keisha Cole always does this.
I can't take it.
She always does this? But you know what?
She start beef on Twitter all the time with other celebrities. Just like it was her and Michelle from Destiny Child. And Gucci
Mane. Beef with Michelle.
She was going on Twitter during the Super Bowl performance when Destiny Child came up.
Oh yeah,
she got a hate on her.
But y'all seen Keisha Cole family? You know the damn fruit don't fall. What is that? Apple don't fall too far from the tree. That girl's ghetto.
Damn.
Maybe I should tweet that. There's no need in stating the obvious. So anyways, hey Vic, hey Shad, thank you Onika for this episode of Full Bottle Romance. What are we talking about tonight, guys? About squatters and people living on your couches, living in your home.
We're talking about the couch hotel. And, yo, I need a disclaimer, you know what I'm saying, because somebody was on my couch a couple of days ago, you know what I mean, but we already had this topic, so I don't want to think that, you know, this is a reaction to them. I also had a conversation with someone earlier today who's right now currently couch to couch. So, I mean, we're going to break down the differences between you good people and who we're talking about today and shit. Because I don't want to think that I'm backbiting. Cause I ain't. That's my disclaimer.
Sounds
all
good.
Right.
And while you're talking, you're up on the couch to tell us a little bit about your experience with the topic. Sounds like you have been the host for a couch surfer.
I am the Underground Railroad. I've been having friends stay with me since the 90s.
I've seen it.
Hold on. And, oh, man, I'm about to have no friends after this show. But, I mean, you know, it comes in different kinds. Like, first of all, everybody gets down and out here and there. It's not about shitting on anyone who needs to sleep on someone's couch, someone's floor, or the guest room, whatever. But it's about while you're there, you have to be actively working on getting something for yourself, and just some folks get complacent. Like I had one dude, I'm going to say his initials so you know who I'm talking about, Sha. My man Jay.
Uh-huh.
My man Jay.
Uh-huh.
Now back in like 90, maybe 97, he stayed on my couch along with his girlfriend and shit.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What kind of couch you had?
Nah, it was a convertible. Now, I wasn't even for, I don't know how they was ruining it, but, you know, it was all good because that was my man, you know, and he needed a place to stay. And actually, it was my mother. I was at my mother's house at that time, so she actually wanted, she was holding it down for everybody. And he spent maybe a week or so on the couch. He didn't rest. He didn't make no bones about nothing. You know, he left when he had to leave. But then after that, I mean, he got his own. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you probably could fit, like, four or five of my places in his house right now. So there was nothing wrong with that, you know. But then I also had someone who I had stayed with me who showed up to me and my roommate at the time. So, you know, this is two different extremes right there. I think the longest time I had someone stay with me is 9 months. And that 9 months was supposed to have been, like, a couple of weeks. But, you know, they you know, it's a friend, you know, and, well, if they're not your friend by the time they start staying on the couch, it'll be your friend after 9 months, you know. But it was my friend, though, and I didn't just want to just throw them out there to the wolves because, you know, people, they come with their stories, you know, and usually the story is like no one else cares and no one else is cool like you. You know, I can't stay nowhere else. Someone else understands me, blah, blah. So they already come to you with their I won't say a sob story because I'm not trying to suspect, but they come to you with a story of hardship and they present to you that you're the savior of all this. You know what I mean? And she's like, damn, me for real? You know, thank you for trusting me. So you let them stay, but then they play on that. You know, whether it's conscious or not, they play on that. And you notice that, damn, like they really are not trying to do nothing better. All they do is talk about how other people or other things aren't fair to them. Like, what happened to the job? Oh, yeah, they told me to come on Tuesday, but it was Monday. Like, it's always something, you know, that's nothing to do with their own personal responsibility and why they have no place to stay. Like, if it was based upon them getting thrown out their own apartment for not paying the rent, it would be like, yeah, they threw me out. They wanted the rent. You know, I told him to wait till Wednesday. Why do you know, whatever. It's always some shit like that. So that's a red flag. You know, unless it's like an act of God, you know, as they say, I definitely wouldn't let anyone stay on my couch no more. Like, I can't do that.
Really?
Nah, damn. That's dead, son. The day of Geechee's over.
That's surprising, man, because, you know, your personality.
I know.
No, well, here's the thing. When I got closer, pause to you, I never saw you as someone that would. I said, Paul, that would let someone else invade their space. Like, you seem real, like, territorial, like, you know, come in the crib, take the shoes off, like, you know, you don't have people just in your room.
Bro, I hate company. Right. I hate company.
Yeah.
I spray shit down.
So,
yeah.
So it kind of, you know, it not necessarily surprised me, but when you have people stand with you, I was like, yo, Vic, you're really a giving dude. I just feel like you put people in that family category at some point, and you just kind of, you know, do whatever it takes to, you know, if someone needs you. I think that's commendable. So,
yeah, but you know, it's people know who to sniff out to do that with. So,
really?
That is very true.
Yeah, and I feel like, and now that I'm outside of that particular destructive pattern, I see with other people, and I see that really it's very manipulative. You know, they know they have 10 friends, but they come at you and they say, oh, yeah, well, you know, Jack and Jill, they were tripping and they didn't, you know, whatever. And then they just seek you out. And then it's usually a person that is cool like that or loyal like that. Dig? And they know, well, I can just play Nintendo all day or whatever it is. And Vic ain't going to trip or Jazz ain't going to trip. And all I got to do is say, yeah, I'm looking for a job, you know, and they ain't going to trip.
That's very true, Vic. And we're gonna talk about learning a little bit about those fine lines between someone that's being manipulative and someone that's really in need of. You gotta have rules. You gotta have rules, and you gotta have boundaries. That's good. Shaw, do you have any experience on the topic, either as the host or the person on the couch with your girlfriend in your mama's house?
Nah. I've never stayed with anybody for, like, an extended amount of time where I was living. Like, I've stayed for, like, 2 or 3 weeks at my boy's crib during my rap struggle days. But it was never a situation where I was, you know, I was living or this was my spot. And even then, it was like my boy that I'm still close with today, that I'm cool with, and it wasn't a big deal. I never had anybody stay with me. I've witnessed scenarios where people have stayed, and doesn't like the squatter's law apply after a certain time? Like they can, like you have to call the cops to like move them.
Yeah, no, they become legally owners.
Yeah, a friend of mine had to go to court to get her guy out. Like, she had to offer him money, like a settlement to get him out the house.
Oh,
like, that was
shit.
Great. Yeah. And my mom's recently had a old coworker of hers stay with her for a few months, and the chick owed her money. Decided to stay there rent-free, past the date that she said, you know, she needed to stay. And then my mother approached her about, you know, when she was leaving, the chick was like, well, I don't really like the way you're saying it. Like, my mom's like, spaz, like, what? Like, I can come at you any way I want. Like, but eventually the chick just, you know, moved out without saying nothing, no thank you, no nothing. She stayed like 4 months.
Well, I think 3 months. I think in New York it may be 3 months is the law. If they're staying here for 3 months, then they can do what they like. They live there, which is.
I was just gonna say I'm not sure, but Nikki Blue did give us a link that we can use to find out some of the different rules in different states. It's uslegal.com, and I'll put it in the chat room.
We need an intern that can go ahead and look that up real quick. So I don't be lying to the people and shit. So until then, y'all can verify, but I think it's 3 months. I don't know. But your number one thing I tell people is never, ever, which I've never done for a male, is never, ever give them a key. That is my own personal.
Oh,
hell.
Right
there.
Now, I don't want to, look, I'm not indicting everyone who has fallen upon hard times. You need to first analyze who this person is. And if it's a lazy person who is not actively trying to embed themselves and get out of the situation, then that is what I'm talking about. I don't want any hate mail on this. But, yeah, you don't give a key. Because what the fuck you need to be going in and out for? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like if I go to work at 7 in the morning, so is you. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. You don't need to be waking up at no 11 or 12. You end up with no job or no place. What are you doing?
Right.
So if you can't leave with me, then we already have a problem. And I'm just saying, B, like, I'm just saying. And if I'm coming back home, like, I'm just saying, like, you don't, what you need to be indoors for? Did you find a job yet? Like, I'm just saying, like, we grown. Like, we in our 20s no more. We grown. Well, I'm just turned 30, you know, but... For real, B. I'm just saying, for real. Like, what you need to be home before me for? And what you need to be home at 11 p.m. Like, dog. Like, I ain't your parent. But if you put yourself under my roof, you ain't paying nothing. You know what I'm saying? Using up electricity, whatever you did. Then we're gonna have to have some sort of a authoritative role right here. Cause
so what happens when you leave and they still there in the morning? Like, don't you want them to lock up?
Oh, no.
I have mixed feelings about that too. I've had people stay with me where, you know, not having the key was a major inconvenience. But this again was somebody that was working, they had a schedule. You know, I can trust the fact that when I left they were leaving to, you know, maybe an hour behind me and coming back
right.
An hour early. But, you know, it did become when I didn't get the key right away because of a bad experience, which I will share, but it became an inconvenience because then I'm, like, rushing home to make sure that they get in, or I'm calling my office to make sure that they allow the person in, and then you got to tell them who they are and how long you're staying. So that's one situation. But a bad situation that I had was allowing someone to have full access, and then, you know, I'm coming home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they haven't left yet. you know, and they never had any plans on leaving to go look for work. Or even when I come, there's been times where I've come home and they've had someone in my house.
Oh,
that wasn't, yeah. So, and then that's when I had to change the whole system. Pretty much, I leave at 7:30. So whether you have somewhere to go or not, you're leaving at 7:30 in the morning, and I'll be back at 5, and you can come back in at that time. And if you're looking for a job, my rule of thumb always is the owner, the person that's going to hire you, the manager, they're going to be there when the store opens up. And they're leaving no later than 11 o'clock or noon. They're not going to be there at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's no need for you to go job hunting after 12. So pretty much my thing is that if you have a set schedule, if you're already working and you have a plan in place, then yes, you can have a key. But if you don't, you work the same hours that I do. If not, you go earlier and come back later.
Well,
but let me ask you this. What if the person is family?
These are family members I'm talking about.
I got something to say about that, because I know of a person they shared with me recently. They have a family member staying with them. But why is it that no one else in the family fucks with this person? No one else in the family wants this person to stay with them. You got to look at that. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, they may be family. Don't mean that they're right. They may be, you know, a fucked up person too and shit. So, I mean.
Yeah, they might. But if it's like your brother.
They
were
a friend.
You can't be like, yo, I'm not going to give you a key, brother. Like, you got to give.
No, you can. I mean, I really feel like, you know, when adults are on hard times, regardless of the situation, there's definitely something behind it. You know, they missed a step of something at some point in time as to why they don't have their own. If y'all think about a time when maybe you've had to stay with somebody, either as a kid with your parents staying with someone or you as an adult,
yeah,
it's usually because you've made some type of error. You know, maybe you didn't pay a bill or you got your money mixed up with someone you shouldn't have. Or for me, I, you know, went through a breakup with somebody who was not responsible. And because of those, I put myself in a position where I didn't have that type of independence anymore. I think one of the most important things is that you have to set your expectations with that person early on. And it's not like, I don't love you, I don't trust you. It's just that I want to help you get back on your feet. And in order to stay in my house, there are some ground rules that will allow me to be comfortable. And so
now,
if they don't like you, they can not stay with you.
Now, this just in, the law in New York is 30 days. So, New Yorkers, if you have someone staying in your house for 30 days, for 1 month, you cannot throw them out. Fuck out of here. Family my ass. Look, I'm with Jazz. If you're working, you're going to school, you got a career, business, you know, you, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I feel that. You know what I'm saying? You're a responsible person. I'm talking about the people who refuse to go get their own. And then there are those who they get their own. They get a little side job. Like one dude working at Quiznos, but he ain't getting me no money, and he didn't move out. You know what I'm saying? And then he got a cell phone and shit. And then I found out that the cell phone he got was under my name. So, you know, this is just a little fucking me like that. You know, that's a whole other thing. He can't come back anymore to a lot of states. But this is the whole thing is that I'm talking about the people who will act like they're looking for a job, but it's never the right job. It's crazy. Like, I know a person who paid for his cousin's security license for his cousin, and the dude didn't get a security job. Dude's looking for that, you know. They have their dreams. Like a lot of them are dreamers. They have these big dreams of a perfect situation, but it never comes. And while us the working stiffs, we have to actually work, you know, to keep food, clothing, and shelter. And these people, they need to drift here and there to people like us. And then dream some more and watch TV all day, look at you and shit, you know, drink your liquor up, you know, use your toilet paper up, you know what I'm saying, dirty the soul.
Yeah. Oh,
and then, you know, and then
that.
if you kick them out, then you're the asshole.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What do you need my key for?
I have a lot of a lot of thoughts on that. And I've had a lot of people. My house is actually known as the Clearwater Home for Girls, but it's housed men, women, children, elders, you know, all different kind of people. And I've had to stay with people coming up and also as an adult. So it's very rare that I turn my place down as long as there's space, and we will find space. I do take people in, and I don't mind. I don't mind having the company. I'm not one of those people that's real funny about my space. But I always have expectations of people who stay with me. So when you mention things like, you know, dirty dishes or not buying toilet tissue and things like that, I mean, I count people's beans, basically. Like, if you tell me, like, I'm broke, I need a place to stay, and then you coming home with shopping bags, I'm not somebody that turns a blind eye to it. I will talk about it, and I have asked people to return things and instead get laundry detergent. And, I mean, I just feel like you give up certain things when you are staying in someone else's space, or I've done things where I've taken the toilet tissue and the laundry detergent and the dishwashing detergent and put it in my room because I feel like it's very disrespectful when
I got to put my cookies under my bed and shit. Like, that's a lot. Well, that shit is a lot. I ain't with that
lot.
Life work,
but you know what?
I ain't with that life, real.
But you know what?
That.
A lot of times it's been young people, that really don't. So we're gonna talk about this a little bit too. So I'll just go and segue into it. A lot of times it is young people, young families, a young mother and her kid that need a spot to stay, and. And especially when it's family, to me, I'd rather you make those mistakes with me so that if you ever find yourself in this situation again with a friend, that you know how to be an appropriate house guest. And some of those tips, and you guys chime in on what it means to be an appropriate house guest, but if you don't have money, that's okay. Be helpful. Clean up when you can. You know what I mean? Stay out of that person's way, with meaning like, you know, don't have your stuff all over the place. Don't bring extra people into your living situation.
Don't fuck on my couch.
Don't do that, or don't let me find out that you did. Don't, like, if you have children, clean up after your kids. Put them down the bed at a reasonable hour. Try to at least make an effort to show that you are appreciative of the space. Say thank you. You know, I've had people that have been very ungrateful, and maybe it is because you're family and you feel like you're obligated to open your doors, but that's not always the case. So for me, I mean, I've had enough people stay with me that I'm pretty forward about, like, you know, I need to know within your first week of staying here, what is your plan? And your plan may change. That's okay. I understand that. You may not get hired right away. But in the meantime, how can you pitch in? Like, what do you have to offer? And recently I had, like, one of the best house guests ever. She was, I mean, she helped me with my kids. She kept her daughter, all of her toys and things in one spot. She would all kept the house clean whenever she was home. And she executed her plan. When she left the house before I did, came home after I did, and she said she would be out in 4 months, and she was out in 3. So that was a situation.
Can we applaud her? Can we applaud her real quick?
Yes, please. And, you know, she fell on hard times, but she got her shit together, and she was just really, I mean, to me, I felt good about helping her out. Because of that experience, I think we'll be better friends than we even were going in, and I would open my doors again to somebody in that situation because I saw what I felt like was successful, and it made me feel good about helping somebody. I've been on the other side of the coin, too, so...
Well, I don't want to be the Grinch, you know what I mean? Like I said, somebody stayed in my house on Tuesday. So, you know, I ain't the Grinch. He got, so, you know, he left, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I'm going to look out for you for a day or two, but you got to keep it moving. Got to keep it moving. I'm sorry.
But, Vic, let me ask you this, though.
Well, I've risked my freedom on several occasions without going into details. You know what I'm saying, housing certain people, you know what I'm saying, without, you know, I mean, I'm not a bad guy, you know what I'm saying, I can't talk about this until, you know, a certain amount of years and months. But I risk my freedom with these things. But I just, like, those duels, I can't say that. They, even that's different. But, like, my nigga, if you're not on the run, you know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
Yeah.
We need to keep on and shit. What's going on? But I don't know.
I mean, I'm big on bathroom time, man. I can't split bath. Like, if I need to use the bathroom and somebody's in there,
they don't do that, sir. These type of people, they don't take showers and they don't. God, this is a weird thing. It's a weird thing, man. It is real weird. You know, they eat strange shit. And yo, I mean, I've had roommates. I'm not like a hermit. You know what I mean? But it's something about me. I just get real annoyed, yo. Like me, my first job, when I was 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I passed out flyers. I worked at a Christmas tree place. Like, I just don't get the whole, I'm not finna work, but I'm finna to live up on people that do work. I'm not finna treat you all the way like a grown-up. If you know what I mean? So I'm going to treat you like you a adolescent. And if you don't like that, that's cool. Don't stay at my crib. You know what I'm saying? So let that word get out. Use this little clip. Let that word get out. Because you're not going to be in my crib for 3-4 months talking about I'm going to. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to, and I know it's hard out there. Let me see some rejection letters. Let me see that you actually went, you know what I'm saying, looking for jobs. Don't tell me you ain't find a job. Yeah, I want to be an architect, so, you know, I'm waiting for that apprentice program. Tell me all that shit. You know what I mean? And I had a dude, and again, I hope people take this all personally, but it is what it is. I had a dude that was staying with me. He was a very, very, very good friend. Very, very, very good friend. So I waited a long time, you know, but it came to a certain amount of time, like 6 months. It's like fam, like, you my dude, and I know, you know, that you're looking for the perfect, you know, apartment, whatever, my dude, just get a room. A room costs $125 a month. I mean, a week, excuse me. Just get a room. And for all y'all that's listening, that is, you know, staying on the couch motel right now, just get a room, fam. Like, get a room. We got some Tutu money. We can help you. You call up 323-657-1479. If you on somebody's couch and you need help with that 1 week, we'll help you with that. Just do it for self. You'll feel that much better. You know what I mean? Can we get a donation? We a drive, a telethon going on?
Like, no,
we couch.
No, I don't really think that these people need a telethon. I mean, I think, you know, we get in a situation of enabling.
Come on,
so, looks like somebody needs help.
Whoever this is, Nikki Blue, if they curse me out, you got to hang up on them.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Them in,
caller 718-496. You on air?
Oh, they're coming for you.
That's Brooklyn. Oh, shit.
Hello?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Yeah. Who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hey, Nicole. What's up?
Hi. So, no, I'm not sleeping on anyone's couch, but I do have a guest. And here's the thing. Partly I feel like I should help people out because growing up, I used to have to live with a lot of people. So I feel... And I heard Victoria say that, oh, when they come to my house, I'm going to treat them like an adolescent. I had a problem doing that. I couldn't really set rules because I just didn't feel comfortable saying, like, treating them like a child, saying, oh, well, you're going to have to do this and make sure you wash the tub when you finish or make sure you can contribute to the house or what have you. But now I find myself getting frustrated with it, like, 2 months in, and I just noticed that, you know, these people might need a little bit of extra push because maybe they don't know what it is to have to take care of home. But it's just little things frustrate me, like maybe if you have, like, a little bit of money coming in, I understand you don't have much. I just feel like you should be able to just show consideration and contribute to the house. But I noticed that they don't. And it's like everything that I bring in is for the both of us, and everything they bring in is just for them. And it kind of gives, yeah, I had to.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Nicole. I didn't mean to. I was just, do you have someone, how old is the person that's staying with you? I'm trying to get a little bit of a context for.
About 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
So old enough to know better, but still relatively young, maybe
then yes.
Have some upbringing. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
and they've had
a family
difficult...
member?
Yes.
Okay.
A cousin.
Kind of like what I said earlier, for me, there's two things. I don't have any problem with being comfortable in my own home, and neither should you. You know, this is, it's your place of peace. It's where you have to be comfortable to, you know, get along in your everyday world. So I don't think anything is wrong with speaking up about your preferences for how you keep your home. I was once living with someone, and I didn't dust at the time. I was 23 when I was living with this person. I didn't know the importance of dusting. I mean, everything looked fine to me. But she said to me, she was like, do you think that during the daytime you can kind of dust? And at first I was a little bit like, damn, what does she think I am, a maid? But I needed to stay there. That was number one. And two, you know, like everybody is a little bit different. You know, she saw a part of her house that was not okay with her, and she felt like if I was going to be there during the day, that was the least I could do. So, of course, I did it, and I felt a little, I had a little bit of edge. I mean, I didn't say anything to her. I just did it. But, you know, as I got a little bit older, I realized, like, yeah, you know, okay, I can see how she would want her place dusted, and I was just kind of, at the time, I was sitting around. I worked from her living room, so I was there, and I could do that. That was a part of how I could contribute to the household. But she had to speak up because I didn't know that that was a big deal. I washed the dishes. I cleaned the kitchen. I cleaned up after my daughter. But dusting was something that apparently I missed. So I do think you should speak up. And
you
then the
savage.
Thing, I know. The second thing was, like I mentioned, when I had young family members staying with me, usually between the ages of anywhere from 17 to 22, 23, one of the things that was important to me is that I don't know when they're going to be in this situation again, and I do want them to know how to be a good house guest. Or like in your case, if this person is not cleaning up after they use the tub, I mean, even if they get their own place and they get a significant other, you don't want anybody looking at your cousin like they nasty, you know? So you might want to say, like, listen, I know you're going to be here for another month or two, and there's a few things that I think I should have said earlier when you first moved in that I want to kind of establish now.
Well,
do you
Jazz,
think
you know,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you said a key thing. You know, you said to say, I know you're going to be out in another month or two. But see, you're speaking as if you know that for sure, based upon, you know, past good experiences. Caller, when is this person getting out of your house? Is it a month or two?
Supposedly in a week or two.
Is that the original agreement, or is that the updated agreement? What's the update?
Well, the original agreement was by the end of this month, so I'm trying to make sure it stays like closely to that. And I kind of feel bad trying to push that to say, but the thing is, they did end up finding a job. So I'm just trying to push that, you know, now you really need to stay on top of getting a room, like, because I just realized this person needs to just stay on their own. I kind of do want them to, I hate to say Jazz, but I kind of do want them to go experience living with another person to see that it's just certain things that I realize now that you've stayed with a couple of people before me. I can see why they may have gotten frustrated and you're no longer there. So I felt like I was going to have a discussion with them, Jazz, as they was leaving, just to show, like, in the event if you do ever have to share a home with somebody, these are certain things that I think you should consider as to why it probably was difficult with me and with other people prior to me. Like, these are things that, like, when you know you use up a lot of something and you see they haven't been able to replace it, you know, you should replace it, even if you don't have enough money. Like, you know, if you're the person that eat most of the bread and the sandwich meat, and now there's sandwich meat and no bread, like, you can't go to the store and spend $3 on bread. Or,
you're
you know,
right.
The paper towel has run
wait
out.
And he ate all the turkey breast?
And the bread.
And the bread. So now,
I
replaced the turkey meat, but now there's no bread because, you know, no one's been able to go to the store to get bread. Or it's been like that with soap. It's been like that with toilet tissue. It's been like that with hand soap.
Yeah.
It's been like that with dish detergent. It's just a lot of little things.
But you see,
where it's, is you like, if you see that I haven't replaced it yet, and you know these are things that I like to have in my house, and it's only going to be $3 or $4, $5 for you to replace it, you know, it's okay to, if you spend a little bit of your money. You have some type of money coming in. I'm not asking you to buy all of your food. You can eat my food at will, but, I mean, replace the bread if you can. That would at least show me that.
You're dealing with someone that you could potentially be enabling. So, if this person sees that every time the bread runs out, you know, another loaf appears, or, you know, the toilet tissue runs out, there is nothing wrong, and this is not just you, to anybody who has someone staying at the house, there is nothing wrong with saying, I noticed the bread is gone, I need you to pick some up on your way home. I mean, this is really the way that we communicate, even with people that we've invited to stay in our homes, like our significant others, our husband, our wife. You know, on your way home, can you pick up some toilet paper? We're out. Because maybe the person is just not mindful of these things, of keeping house, because obviously they haven't had one of their own in a while, or they're selfish, or they're just waiting, you know, they're waiting for you to do it. So I don't think that we should kind of like tiptoe around some very obvious things. And you don't have to say it like, you know, I know that you're staying with me right now and you don't have a lot of money. No, just say it. You know, the house needs X, Y, and Z. Or like what I would do is it just would not be available to them. One of my pet peeves, I'm going to tell you what it is, and this is like a passive-aggressive way of me dealing with something and not being like what I'm telling you to do is speak up, is I had a house guest that wrote her name on her food. That bothers me tremendously.
I wish you would.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt. I felt like my family, me and my daughters, allowed you to drink and eat everything that we have and use everything. We didn't write our names in certain spots and you can only be in this spot. So how dare you make something exclusive to only you? I mean, I just felt like if there's something that you want, you eat it outside the house. Don't even bring it in. And so instead of saying, like, you know, and I've gotten better at this, I prefer that, you know, you don't write your name on things, like, unless you're allergic and nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a special diet that we share in this household. So what did I do? I opened it up and I ate it, me and my kids. I did.
What did she sat on it?
She
did you hear
in.
About the backwash?
It's, again, family. But she came in and she was like, oh, my God, who ate my whatever? And I was like, we did. It was in the refrigerator. And anything that's in the refrigerator is for the household. Please do not label your food. Like, this is not jail. This is not an orphanage. We
you
share.
You can't label your food in jail, though. I don't think you get markers in jail.
Rusty, this person was a squatter. This person was not renting. We're not roommates. And I do make that very clear that I don't need a roommate. I can pay all of my bills by myself. I don't need your help. You're staying here because you're in this situation. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, Nicole, I hope that you do speak up to your house guest so that person doesn't become a burden on someone else in the next few months.
Yeah,
yes.
I will.
And thank you for calling. Good luck. Keep us posted.
All right. Thank you.
See, now, Jazz, they say that I'm wrong about the adolescent stuff, but he done ate all the chicken roll and the Jamaican hard dough bread. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what else? How else are you going to treat this person? And my thing is this: like, I don't want you to be comfortable because I want you to.
Out.
I got a nice leather couch. Actually, I got a nice leather. It's rusty leather. It's nice. I don't want you to feel like, damn, this is cozy. I want you to be like, damn, I can't fucking, I don't got a key. I can't eat nothing. I got to get out of here. You know, I want you to be frustrated and get the fuck out and curse my name, whatever you got to do. I don't want you to be thinking it's all good, the endless supply of soap and shit. You know, you got the cable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you to feel that way. I need you to feel like, you know, you're not in the halfway house, but you're in quarterway house. Like, you know, like, that's how I need you to feel. I don't want you to feel comfortable. You dig? And again, this is only for those, you know, who are lazy and do not try to get their own. Because someone try to get their own, they're going to be in and out, you know, in a month.
Exactly.
Time. You know,
and you know what? No one is comfortable. No one is comfortable in those situations, not you and not that person. No one is. So I'm certainly not trying to make it where you're more comfortable than I am in my own crib. Nah. Anyways, we at that time. Where's that funny little music and that crazy dude?
Well, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
It's cool. If you got to do it, I think the best way is maybe once a week, and maybe you find like 5 friends or whatever, or 7 friends, and just, you know, you can keep, like, Vic, you keep your shit in my storage spot on my crib. You keep your bag here or whatever. You see me Tuesday, call Shaw on Wednesday. You know, just don't make yourself too known in one person's house and just keep it moving and keep it circulating. I know that's stressful, but that it is that way you can save a personal relationship. So that's just my suggestion right there. And again, I love everybody. This is not about the people who was at my house the other day or the person I spoke to earlier today. This is about people who are lazy coconuts. That's all I say.
Okay.
You don't understand, man.
Oh,
the X-Files one. Except for ladies, they used to say. I had a female squatter. It was cool. She squatted.
Be nasty.
No, this guy's nasty.
Chapter 3, The Psychotic Snow Girl. Chapter 4, No Means No. You Have to Go. I once dated this crazy-ass chick who was a straight nymphomaniac. Keyword, maniac. She's the one that got me into using toys on women. Prior to her, I wouldn't have thought about it. Now I feel like they're my tag team partners. Why do all the work, you know? I also realize the more unique experience a woman has, the more open she is. You'll always be on her mind. That might not be what you want, so you have to use your discretion. So this girl and I, we always used to fight. I guess it made the sex better. I used to think, maybe it's the lack of a father figure or the non-existent of a real-life example of a good man that made her the freak she was. When your nastiest, dirtiest fantasies aren't enough, you know a chick got emotional issues. I spit in women's mouths before, but this girl, man, she was different. She wanted me to spit on her face. The fights became too much to bear. Emotionally drained made the sex empty. Empty sex always makes you reflect on life and your situation. And I knew at this point I was done and no longer wanted to see her. She wouldn't take this news lightly, but if I didn't break the chain, I'd be in a situation that could be dangerous. Well, guess what? I was right. She lost her goddamn mind. She came over that same day ready for war. She made numerous threats. She said she would do all types of character demeaning shit to me, which she later on did. She created fake social networking accounts, added my friends, and pretty much bashed me into smithereens. But that's a whole different story. She eventually wanted me to sex her. After she refused to leave, mind you, she forced herself in. That's how we always used to resolve arguments, sex. She eventually tried to force herself on me. I told her, no means no, it's time to go. I picked her up and proceeded toward the door. She had to go. She got pretty physical on her part. I didn't hit her or anything. I just tried to escort her out my house, the way a bouncer would do to a drunk dude at a club. She eventually left. The police came shortly after. End of chapter 4.
Oh, man.
I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah, I understood it.
That one's scary. Oh, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, women do love to get their mouths fattened. But, That's crazy. I had a sneak peek of chapter 5. So it's not over with this girl. It's not over with this girl. But that's crazy. Now, so escorting her out like a bouncer to a drunk person, is that, that's not like illegal, right? That's not abuse.
Yeah.
I had to say that. Oh, shit. Well, we may need to fire him or something.
Let's find out what happens in the next chapter. As long as she's okay. I mean, if she appears in the next chapter, then that's pretty good.
How do bouncers do that? I don't know. But we at the Emotion Picture take that seriously, as well as we do take the phrase "no means no" seriously, and we're gonna talk to him about these things.
Okay? And only spit in people's face if they ask for it or in their mouth.
You spit in the mouth. You just gotta see what happens next. But you can't act like, "Hey, I spit in your mouth." Like, you know, I'm not saying I do that, but I do know that that is a thing that some people do. Like, I mean, when you kiss me, when you kiss, that's saliva already. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, it is what it is. Don't spit in my mouth, though. But that's a whole nother. I've been hanging out with the X-Files guys. I learned that from my house guest. I mean, he did pay me in different ways and shit, but you know, that's my dude. Now I love him a little more, my dude. So you got music?
We do. But real fast, let's just quickly recap tonight's show. Be very careful about who you give your keys to if you're having a house guest. If you have someone staying with you, be very mindful of the laws, because a good friendship or a good family relationship can turn very sour, especially when you're sharing tight quarters or your space. So be very mindful of what the law is. You can check the chat room or visit us online to find out where you can get more information about the days until a person becomes a permanent resident in your spot. Be sure you know the difference between somebody who's fallen on hard times or just using you. Have strong boundaries before letting anyone move in. Set those boundaries nice and early. And if you are living in someone's home, please be a good house guest. Help out. Stick to your plan. Look for a job. Look for a place to stay. Rotate your stays. Don't wear out your welcome. Help with the kids. Clean up after yourself. Wash the dishes. And don't eat all the goddamn turkey meat and the bread. Good enough? Did I miss anything?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Here we out.
Nigga, you need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I. I don't recall ever graduating at all. Sometimes I feel I'm just a disappointment to y'all. Every day I just lay around and I can't be found. Always have to give me some, living life like a punk. Time to trust. My auntie got enough problems of her own. Nigga, you supposed to be cold. I agree. I gotta be the man I'm supposed to be. But negative fatigue is all you seem to ever see. I admit I've done some dumb shit and I'm probably gonna do some more. You shouldn't hold that against me though. Why not? My music's all that I got, but sometimes we can dress it for this to be manifested. I know you know, but I'm gonna say this to you. I get high, but I don't get too high. So what's the limit supposed to be? That must be why you can't get your ass up off the bed before 3. You need to get up, get out, cut that bullshit out. Ain't you sick and tired of having to do without? Damn, what up with all these questions? You acting so you know something I don't. Do you have any suggestions? Cause every job I get is cruel and demeaning. Sick of taking trash out and toilet bowl cleaning. But I'm also sick and tired of struggling. I never ever thought I'd have to resort to drug smuggling. Nah, that ain't what I'm about. See, no one just continue traveling this route without any doubt or fear. I know the Lord ain't brought me this far so he can drop me off here. Did I make myself clear?
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something.
you never even try. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Well, get up, stand up. So what said you did, kid? See, when I was a youngster, used to wear them fucking broke kids. My mama made me do it, but the devil, he made me smart. Taught me to jack them weak ass niggas for they fucking starters. In the middle school, I was a bigger fool. I wore a tank top to show off my tattoo, you thought it was cool. I used to hang out with my daddy's brothers. I call them my uncles. They taught me how to smoke herb. I followed them when they ran numbers. So in a sense, I was Rosemary's baby. And then I learned the difference between a bitch and a lady. Yeah, I treat them all like hoes. See, I pimped them. Bitch never had my money, so I never whipped them. See, all the players came and all the players went. A player ain't a gangster, but a player can't handle with shit, bitch. You need to get up, get out, get something. Smoke out, cause it's all about money, money, money. Yeah, right then. A nigga smoking plats in the Braves that I hang when we go away, cause the dungeon is where the funk's at. Why? I'm too to organize, cause they raised me. I'm also down with the base, cause L.A. Reid, yeah, he paid me. And it's cool. Yeah, it's real cool. Get paid, Fat Fox, and all that other fat shit like that.
Get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
A lot of people in my past tried to do me, screw me, throw me over in the fire. Let me get chunky and charred like a beast. One of the spirits got the mutant's mind. I'm getting paranoid and steady looking for the time. It's 8 in the morning and ain't nobody up yet. I got my lone judge, get my coat and throw my ball cap. I'm headed out the door to get up in my ride. I'm digging through the ashtray, hoping to have a good day. I have to make a step. And when I light it up, I hear a voice in my head. Now I know it's on. My day has finally started. Back up in my crib, beat my shit, break out quick in my slick. 80 folks are down the field, steady bouncing out the point to Camerton Road, the valley of the South Side flow. Everybody know about that killer that we call Flow. So keep your eyes peeled for the Cobra unit, cause they know for jumping out of black Chevy trucks and through the ball. Here comes the Red Dogs. I'm busting out around the corner in my hall, dipping from the area. I'm scared, so one of these bitches might wind up dead. Cause I have no time for jail. Fuck clapping cops, fuck Elgin Bell and crooked ass Jackson. Got the whole country thinking that my city is a big lick for 96, 94, Big Gip, Goody Mo, Outcast, a vision from the past. Hootie, hootie, hootie. My white owls are burning kinda slow.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Y'all telling me that I need to get out and vote, huh? Why? Ain't nobody black running but crack curves, so why I got to register? I'm taking a better shit to do with my time. Never smelled the aroma of diploma, but I write the deep ass rhyme. So let me take y'all way back to when a nigga stayed in Southwest Atlanta, A. Y'all could not tell me nothing, thought I hit that bottom rock. At age 13, start working at that loading dock. They laying my mama off of work, General Motors tripping, but I come home bank like Hank from licking and dipping. Doing dumb shit, not knowing what a nigga know now. Yeah, that petty shit will have you caged up and locked down. I dip over to East Point, still acting a fool. Wasting my time in the school, I'd rather be shitting cool. Cool is how I played the 10th grade. I thought it was all about macking hoes and wearing pimp face. Instead of being in class, I'd rather be up in some ass. Not thinking about them six courses that I need to pass. Graduation rolled around like roly-poly. Damn, that's fucked up. I should've listened when my mama told me that. If you play now, you're gonna suffer later. Figured she was talking yang-yang, so I paid her no attention. I kept missing the point she tried to poke me with. The doper that I get, the more I'm feeling broke as shit. But that don't matter, though. I am an O-U-T-Cast. So get up off your ass.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I. You need to get up.
listening to The Lotus Lab with DJ Sakir.
I consider myself normal, whatever that means. Some people call me a freak. I hate that word. I don't believe in it. Better yet, I don't believe in labels. But what are you gonna do? This was the deal.
Now that the lights are on, I guess that means it's over. And it's time to go. It's even easier to see how hot you are now. But you hit me a hello. Whoa, is it alright if I desire you? You are definitely dressed to win. And I've caught the eyes of a few others, but this is what my time is invested in. Wish you could see my home, it's so exciting. You shouldn't be alone tonight. We've had so much fun, and I don't know about you, but I have talked up an appetite. I understand if you don't want to make a scene. Just tell me where I meet you. And I don't really want any food this late, but I have to eat too.
The howling for you, and if you get too close to my body, don't know what I will do. I'm so cantankerous, never been obedient except when you send me get down to the floor. No shirt, no skirt, just pump.
They say give love your theatrics. Are you a star, model, or an actress? Kind of startled from your antics. Pardon me for not being passive. So sexual, better yet, an intellectual. Who hushy and gone with low? The lights on, they ain't hit the door. She could tell that the way I stare, silhouette, no clothes, I don't care. She could tell that the way I stare, footprints on my ceiling, everywhere. She could tell that the way I stare, wanna fuck in the sky, juice box in the air. Lock my bow to her bay, lips wet, Chardonnay and Sade.
On a good thing, playing hard to get your mic, Mr. Night Train. Rick James, baby, give a pain, give a pleasure. Leave a root in my juices for good measure. Oh, snap, what's that, a ring on my finger? She don't give a fuck and I don't give a fuck either. Put a bug in her ear.
DJSakir.com.
I don't mind.
boy just bought you a pearl. I wanna see you run in the middle of the dance floor. Your man ain't broke, what you think you think I'm made for? And I'ma beat it on up. You get it whipping off in the mic, pick it up. Lick it, lick it, lick it like a peppermint swirl. Work them hips, run, girl. I wanna see your legs shake. Take it to the crib, we can jump to the bed break. We can jump to your body ache. Think about that, but right now, girl, master.
moving now. It's me and you. Close my eyes, erotica, I'm seeing you. Listen to me, wishing I could be with you. Share my love and ecstasy with you. Are you alone? Is your shorty sleep? Hold on, that's okay, ignore the beat. For you, my love is immortal deep. You are my queen, but I can't ignore the breeze. Let's let our bodies talk, and our auras speak. Hold on, gotta get the toiletries. As I water speech, this is unheard of. I'm in a room that's a suite, and I reserve love. Only for you, I ask God to show me the truth. What he showed me was you. Wherever I go, my soul leaves to you. Days gone, nights lonely for you. Just hit redial. I want you to come and never leave now. It's your mind and your right hand free now. I love receive down inside of it. As the candle burns with desires lit. Making love knows no distance or environment. When we, I feel the most high in it. I feel you touching me and I begin to rise from it. Your love is stuck in me, your mind is so alive and thick. Picture my hands on your waist as I stand your face. Your mouth half open, your love I can taste. Embracing you, life I let go. I gotta switch phones, cause this one is ghetto. Got another level of love we create when we take it to. And when it's made, erotica is made for you. Desires grind, and where they peak, it's most divine. A place and time, I hope we reach together. You are my queen, and speak forever. I feel you inside my stomach, my body shakes. We'll be right back.
what?
Just let me smell it.
You are ill.
Please, baby, please, baby, please, baby, 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 please.
Good night.
Good night. Wait, wait, wait a minute. Is Jamie there?
I just want you to relax. Ease into it. Baby, slow down, just take your time. You and me gonna be here for a while, okay? Baby, don't rush, just take your time. You and me gonna be here for a while, okay? I got so much that I want to do. I just wanna be close to you, okay? I got so much that I want to do, but I can show you better than I can say. Don't wanna be nowhere but here, nowhere in this atmosphere. Stratosphere, ionosphere, ain't no sphere that's bright like here. Don't wanna be nowhere but here, nowhere in this atmosphere. You and me gon' be here for a while, okay? Hey, I got so much I want to do, I can show you better than I can say. Let me show you, let me show you, let me show you, let me show you. Let me show you. I wanna show you. Let me show you. Let me show you. Let me show you.
Don't why.
day. I wanna chill for another day. I'm turned up in my head. Ain't wanna go to bed. Wanna make love until it rains and sleep all day. I know the love will make can make me change my mind every time. When you give in to desire, there's no telling what it brings. One pathway can take you.
DJSecure.com.
Ebony Magistrate.
your call, but you chose not to call me. I wondered what happened. Were you inside a safe space? That's who I wondered. Were you thinking about me? And if you were, why was I feeling so lonely by the phone? Alone to the bone. Although the night before you were in my home, my body, my dome, in a circle of passion. We Paris, Italy, Japan, Africa, Rome. We made music.
I'm gonna Listening to The Lotus Lab with DJ Sakir.